Benson, a souvenir pen from the signing.
Thank you, and Todson's funeral home. Dial 555-G-O-N-E.
Oh, that reminds me.
Of who?
I got that phone number you wanted.
Oh, from the investment counselor?
Yeah. Oh, darn. Well, I guess I forgot that pen.
Well, that's okay. You can give it to me later.
Yeah. Listen, I was thinking, if you have money to invest, you should go to someone with intelligence and integrity, someone that you know and can trust.
Governor? Benson?
Are you serious?
What?
You know he's one of the best.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah, but you know I can't stand him.
You are talking about me.
Clayton Benson has some money to invest. And I think he should talk to you.
Uh-huh.
Well, I realize, Clayton, that you're very good with money, but it's just that I'm not quite ready at this point in time to invest.
That's fine with me. Actually, I have a personal rule. I never mix business with friendship.
Well, that rule wouldn't really apply here.
Benson, do you need investment advice or not?
Well, sure.
Clayton, do you have one of the best financial minds in the city or not?
The best.
Fine. So talk. I'll be in my office.
All right, Benson. If I'm going to help you, I'm going to need some information. How much money have you got?
I'm comfortable.
No. I mean, how much money have you got to invest?
Well, for argument's sake, let's say around $1,000.
$1,000. That's how I got to be honest with you. The only way to make any money on a piddling $1,000 is to get into a risk venture. You've got to be willing to lose the entire investment.
A whole $1,000?
Forget it, Benson. You haven't got the temperament to be a high flyer.
Yes, I do.
No. You're too cautious.
No, I'm not.
All right. Write me a check for $1,000. I'll get you into something.
Into what?
I don't know.
Look, you came to me. I didn't come to you.
Okay. How about 500?
Benson, you are wasting my time. Attaboy. There you go. That's right. Put the data. Clayton Endicott. The third. There we go. $1,000.
And no sense.
D-U-B-O.
I know how to spell my name, Clayton.
Good.
Dial 555-G-O-N-E.
Put this money to work today. Who knows? It could be gold, it could be oil, it could be real estate.
Let's just hope it's profitable.
The word around the mansion is you gave that clown $10,000.
I didn't give him $10,000. It's $1,000. Besides, I didn't give it to him. He's investing it.
But you always say Clayton is an idiot.
He is. Except when it comes to money. It's only $1,000.
Well, if you want my opinion, you can kiss that Grover Cleveland goodbye.
How do you know whose picture's on the $1,000 bill?
It was on my immigration test.
Boy, they really tried to keep you out, didn't they?
Oh, hi, Chief.
Hi, Mrs. Cassidy.
I hear you gave $15,000 to Balloon Brand.
I can only hope that my investment increases as rapidly as this rumor. It was a piddling $1,000.
The late Mr. Cassidy always said, a fool and his money are soon parted. And he died, and I got all his money. Well, that man was a financial genius.
Son, go ahead and laugh. Go ahead and laugh. But when the profits start rolling in, it'll be a different story.
Mm-hmm. So what did you invest in?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't know what he invested in. But you can bet one thing, it's going to be sophisticated.
Hello, everyone. Look what I've got.
Beautiful dog.
Benson, meet champion Alfred's premier MacGuffin.
I didn't know you liked dogs, Clayton.
No, actually, I prefer cats. But Alfred is a very good investment.
Oh, he is so investment?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I said no.
I gotta run. A dog is a dog.
Balloon Brain got himself a dog.
Are you trying to tell me that I own a $1,000 dog?
No, you are the half owner of a $2,000 dog, partner.
Partner? You said gold, real estate, oil. You never said one damn word about dog.
Benson, this is a pure bred Basset, a champion. From expensive dogs come expensive puppies.
Puppies? Did you look under this dog? Male dogs don't have puppies.
I am aware of that. Our income will be derived from fees charged to people who own female dogs.
You mean Champ is going to get paid to date other dogs?
That's right.
And we get the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that makes us for.
Benson, rest assured, this is an excellent investment. Alfred earns $250 per date.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. We're in the wrong business.
9 dates and we're in the black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but how are you going to get them dates? What do you do, stand on the corner and ask other passing dogs they want a party?
Oh, I plan to place ads in several breeding journals.
You got a magazine for single dogs? Yeah, well, I must admit, I've always been fond of Basset hounds.
We're going to make big bucks with this animal. He's young, he's healthy, that means long-term profitability.
Yeah, but he looks kind of scrawny to me.
Yeah, you can feed him when you get him home.
What do you mean when I get him home?
Well, I'd take him, but my apartment building doesn't allow pets.
So, you own your apartment building.
Rules are rules.
Okay, Champ, we'll stop and get something to eat. Stop by a tree so you can freshen up. All right, Champ, this is a big test. Sit. All right.
Any shoot, Andy, did you? When you want it, then you win it, did you?
Hey, Governor, come in here a sec.
Yeah. Still teaching Champ tricks.
Huh? Yeah, right. This is the big one. Watch him do it. Up, boy.
Taught him to jump up on the furniture.
Hello, Governor. Good news, Benson.
Long lunch, Clayton.
I just got back from breeding monthly.
It's a magazine. You just placed an ad for Champ's services.
At any rate, while I was there placing an ad, I met a woman with a gorgeous pair of Bassets. They're female, and she and I have already arranged a rendezvous with Alfred.
Wait a minute now, Clayton. What kind of dogs are these? These nice dogs?
Who cares? They have money.
Money? Is that all you care about?
You know what your problem is? You and Alfred have been living together for 1 week, and in that short time, you've grown emotionally attached.
You know, I had an aunt who grew emotionally attached to a pig.
Not now, Governor.
Oh, no, this is a wonderful story. She dressed him up in a little suit and tie.
Governor, please.
Oh, okay, Clayton, you're lost.
Oh, All right, now, this is the address. Now, you and Alfred meet me there promptly at 8 o'clock. Be sure he's well-groomed and ready for romance.
All right, okay, okay. I'll spray him with some Aquavelva and bring my Johnny Mathis to him. Huh? How about this, big boy? First date out, huh? Fifi and Belinda. They're twins, huh? How lucky can you get, you guy? Yeah.
Alone, get away from us.
No, I want to work this out.
Well, how was it? How did the date go? Will somebody tell me what happened?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. Nothing happened. Nada, zippo, zilch. he wasn't even interested.
Well, maybe he had a headache.
Headache? I'll tell you what's wrong with the dog. He's a wimp. Hey.
Don't talk about my dog that way.
Your dog? This is not your dog. This is our investment.
Fellas, you shouldn't fight in front of the DOG.
All right. We'll talk about this later.
No, there's nothing to talk about later.
Oh, yes, there is. Either you know who does you know what, or he goes you know where.
Attack!
He's thinking about it.
So, how was your walk?
Oh, great. Champ really loves the outdoors.
Yeah, well, that's not surprising. Basset hounds are hunting dogs.
Yeah, I saw that this afternoon. A squirrel jumped out of a tree and Champ started hunting for a place to hide.
maybe he was just teasing the squirrel.
Sure.
No, really. He has a terrific sense of humor.
Oh, sure. I still think you're cute, Champ.
Ah, good. Benson, you're here. Katie,
would you run along? Benson and I have some adult things to discuss.
Sure, no problem.
Good.
See you later, cutie.
Okay.
The dog, Clayton. I was talking to the dog.
So what do you want, Clayton?
Benson, I have some very disturbing figures here.
Are you state revenue projections?
No, this is about Alfred.
I don't want to talk about it.
Benson, we have had 6 appointments and 6 disappointments.
I don't want to hear this, Clayton.
No. This is purely a business decision. We bought a piece of equipment. The equipment doesn't work. We sell the equipment and take our loss.
This is not a drill press. This is a living, breathing human dog.
Benson, this is a bad investment.
Good dog.
Bad investment.
Hello? How's the doggy dating game going?
Well, bachelor number one wants to sell bachelor number two.
Oh, no. Why would you want to sell him?
Well, because he isn't living up to Clayton's expectations.
The dog is 0-6. Oh.
Did it ever occur to you that the dog might need medical attention?
Krause could be right. Who said that?
Well, I will admit that that is a possibility. But if a visit to the vet proves there's nothing wrong, we sell the dog. Agreed?
Let's take this one step at a time.
Fine. I'll take the first step. I'll take him to the vet. I want this settled today. Come on, Alfred. Come on, boy. Heel!
It's all right, champ. Go with the heel.
You two think you're so funny.
Benson, it was apparent to me from the start that getting involved in a business deal with Clayton would lead to nothing but heartache and recriminations.
Krause, wouldn't it have been easier to just say, I told you so?
I told you so. Boy, that really makes you boil, doesn't it? Fletch!
I got here as fast as I could, Clayton. Krause says there's something wrong with Champ.
Shh. Let's talk over here. All right, Dr. Bonner has examined him. He's fine physically, but he did note some signs of stress, and he suggested that we see Dr. Lambert.
Well, if there's nothing wrong with him, why do we have to see another doctor?
I said there was nothing physically wrong.
Oh. So, what is this guy, a doggy psychiatrist?
Yes.
Well, let me rephrase that. What is this guy, a doggy psychiatrist?
Alfred's premier MacGuffin? And the family?
That's us.
How do I get myself mixed up in these things?
Come on, Vincent. Come on, come on. Now, as I told Mr. Endicott on the phone, the best way for me to determine Alfred's problem is by talking to the people he spends time with. I understand Alfred lives with you.
Yeah. That's right.
Any unusual behavior?
You mean like barking to himself?
I was thinking more along the lines of changes in his daily habits.
No, perfectly normal.
If he were a monk, he'd be perfectly normal. Unfortunately, the dog was purchased specifically for the purposes of breeding.
How have you been treating Alfred?
Fine. Like a dog.
Mr. Dubois, is there something you're feeling right now that you would like to share with us?
Yeah, I feel kind of stupid being in here with the dog lying on the couch like that.
I'm beginning to pick up a little something here.
May I say something?
Please, go ahead. That's what we're here for.
Yeah. I think you should realize that this man will never give you a straight answer because this man never gives anyone a straight answer.
And how do you feel about that?
His wisecracks make me feel insignificant.
Is that true, Mr. Dubois?
Stupid.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were finished.
Like a nothing.
Now he's finished.
Gentlemen, let's change tack. For a moment, let's put ourselves in the dog's shoes. Mr. Dubois, why don't you start first? Why don't you try to verbalize what you think the dog is feeling?
This is a complete waste of time and money.
And was that the dog?
Well, that was me. The dog is probably thinking humans are stupid.
No, the dog is thinking Clayton is stupid. Because that's what you taught him.
Well, now I don't have to teach him that. This is a hunting dog. He can sniff out a bird brain a mile away.
You know what the problem is? When Alfred is with you, you're a Disneyland dad.
What does that mean?
You spoil him rotten.
I give him affection.
You give him anything he wants.
I'm beginning to see something here. Maybe the conflict between you two is stressing the dog. Very often, an animal reacts to pressure and in certain intimate situations becomes unable to perform.
People pay you for this information?
You know what the real problem is? Alfred hates me. I picked him out. I bought him, and he goes right to Benson.
Is that true, Mr. Dubois? Does the dog prefer you?
I'm nice to the dog. When Clayton sees the dog, all he thinks of is a four-legged cash register.
Well, that may have been true in the beginning, but he won me over, and now he's breaking my heart.
Oh, come on, Clayton. You can't pine away for a dog. You want the dog to pay you any attention? You gotta be nice to him. Show him some affection.
I don't know how.
Maybe I can help.
Oh, brother.
Mr. Dubois, demonstrate for Mr. Endicott how you show affection for Alfred.
Don't want to.
Remember, Mr. Dubois, this is for Alfred.
Okay. For Alf. I got you when you're going up.
Six months later, it's time to party.
Yeah, boy. Woo!
Yeah. Join. Let's get this over with. Get out of here.
Don't be afraid, Mr. Endicott.
Hello, Alfred. Champ.
Uh.
on, Clayton, loosen up. What are you saving it for?
Touch the dog.
This will be a very private moment.
You, Benson, he likes ye.
No, no, Champ, come back, Champ.
You did a good job, Doc.
It wasn't very difficult. After all, dog is man's best friend.
In Clayton's case, his only friend.